Protecting critical groundwater resources today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Giant underground reservoirs of water known as aquifers have been tapped for decades for above-ground use. In parts of the country where aquifers are receding, plans are being discussed to try to recharge them. In California, for example, where David Cameron is a lawyer specializing in water rights issues.
Groundwater has been used for decades and has been relied upon, and that's depleted aquifers. And certain impacts result from that, whether that's dry wells or subsidence issues or just simply non-productive aquifers. That historical use has made interests aware of the need to seek to replenish those aquifers.
Cameron says water use is heavily regulated in California, and he adds other parts of the country have stepped up interest in protecting it.
Groundwater is a significant water resource. Whether you're in a municipality, it's true, even more so if you're in a rural environment. Groundwater is a source for about 37% of water that municipalities deliver to households and businesses. About 90% of water systems rely on groundwater to some extent. Groundwater provides drinking water for more than 90% of rural populations, and 42% of water used for irrigation comes from groundwater.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.